This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To another hour of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour. Just to sort of give you the tone, if you're new to the program, last week's program was a focus on sperm donorship, among other things. We always have a couple of dozen things that we deal with when it comes to Ken answering some of your questions as well. You can always do that, by the way, dialing in 855-999-3684 gives you access to our recording line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question for Dr. Ken there, and either your voice or the question will make it on the air. It's a very important part of our discussion here. Every week it's new, fresh material that is aimed at having you understand, from Ken's point of view anyway, the research that's been done and published in our major medical journals. So we start out the week with a focus on your toilet. Hooray! What happens when you were a youngster, your mother told you to put the toilet lid down before you flushed. And, you know, we always tease about men leaving the toilet seat up, and women don't like that, and yada, yada, yada. But here's a pretty practical, pretty poignant approach to what's going on in your toilet, and whether it does or has, it doesn't have anything to do with putting the lid down. Ken's going to figure that one out for us right now.
Well, maybe it'll solve a mystery. If you're having trouble staying well, this may be one area that you need to look into and not forget. This really does come out of the American Journal of Infection Control, Doug, this week. We're not making this up, although some might think we are. And as you said, it's been said that closing the toilet lid before flushing can prevent the spread of all germs by keeping any flush-produced mist in the bowl. But this new study actually refutes that, showing that these tiny viral particles, Doug, spread to many restroom surfaces during toilet flushing, whether the lid is up or down. And the only effective way of reducing the spread of virus is through disinfection of the toilet, toilet water, and nearby surfaces. So in the bathroom, where's my Lysol? Clean out the toilet.
After every use, do you think? After every flush?
This may change the habits of Americans throughout our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of habits that are being changed. They're always being changed. There's always different sciences there to disprove itself. So I always love it when people say, oh, I want to know what the science is. Well, and you and I have this discussion from time to time, because what you talk about is basically science-based, evidence-based research and how that impacts you and your practice down in Florida. Lake Cardiology, by the way, is Ken's center for the management of your health risks, not just because he's a cardiologist, he focuses on your heart circulatory system, but I find him to be, practically speaking, about as knowledgeable about one's body as you can find anywhere. He might say, well, go have this hearing guy check you out or have this specialist, but he knows what's going on. So, by the way, if you'd like to have some time with Ken, easy enough to do, call 352-735-1400 for the office, and they'll set you up with an appointment to see Ken there, or maybe through a Zoom connection. Telemedicine is cool these days as well. 352-735-1400. All right. We've been off and on. I think you and I have been talking about prostate issues, prostate numbers, prostate cancer, what happens to men when they get older and have a problem. It may or may not be something that you can find out about. We have PSA tests men do to find out the specific prostatin something antigen, right? Is that
prostate-specific antigen?
That's it. Right. Okay.
Easy for you to say.
It is easy. It's easy for you to say. So what happens now with prostate cancer on the rise because men seem to be living a little bit older, or maybe I'm just on top of it because I know a couple of men who have had it, who had it in their 60s, and they lasted into their 80s. Sometimes the treatment is worse, or the cure, I don't know if cure, but the treatment is worse than the disease. I've known a lot of men who have had a lot of different treatments, and they were miserable. So, anyway, how do you cut down on the worry that men have regarding their prostate enlarging, cancer, all that stuff, Ken?
Extremely well served up, Doug, because this is a great concern. Any guy getting a little older is making more trips to the bathroom at night, and you're becoming more aware of your prostate. And there are some things you can do to keep it healthy. This is helpful, hopeful information this week out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine, of all places. And what we learned, Doug, is that even small improvements in cardio fitness can lower your risk of prostate cancer. And this is a brand new study announcing this result. This annual improvement of 3% or more in heart fitness led to a 35% lower risk of developing prostate cancer. However, the study did not link improved fitness to a lower risk of dying from prostate cancer, just actually getting it.
Huh. That's interesting, because that's part of, I gave blood yesterday. I took your advice. You've been talking about this off and on the last couple of weeks, how actually through the month of January, now we're going into the month of February, but there's an extraordinary loss of donors for whatever the reason. A lot of the national blood banks, I happen to give, there's a little hospital in Concord, Massachusetts, Emerson Hospital. It's a non-profit hospital, which seems to be the way to go these days, seeing how Tenet is doing a great job of ruining most of the hospitals that they run. And you see that with a, unfortunately, there's some businesses, I guess, that just shouldn't be profit-oriented. The hospital care at Emerson and hospitals like that are so much better. Anyway, so they use the blood there in the hospital. They don't ship it anywhere. It doesn't go out to a blood bank. They use it. And they told me when I gave that my blood would be used in the next 3 to 4 days. They have to make sure that it's okay and, you know, whatever tests they do to it. But then it'll be used for somebody. The last time this year, actually, the lady who runs the center and I have the car. You know how I am. When I go someplace, I always chat up the people who are there. So I said, well, can you look back at what I gave? Well, can you look back at the blood I gave the last time and tell me where it went? And she said, yeah. She said, with a little difficulty, but I can find it. So she looked back in the records, and they used my blood for somebody that had been involved in a very serious car crash. Wow. That needed, had lost blood and needed, I'm an A positive, which I also, I thought... that O was the most common kind of blood, but A apparently is too. A positive is very
well. O is the one they want. That's the one that's in greatest demand because they can give it to anybody. But your blood is good also. Don't.
Yeah,
it's not.
So anyway, it's not a lengthy process. These ladies over at Emerson are so sweet, and they do such a good job. They do their little test the chest to see how your blood coagulates and all that stuff that they always do when you're giving blood.
They'll find they stick the needle. For it.
Yeah, it's perfect. So, and it's good for you. You know, there have been, I think we talked about this here, the iron component and how people who have too much iron need to give blood because that helps you get rid of the iron that you got in your system. I forget how we get too much iron. I know sometimes it's supplemented, but where is the iron? It comes from the foods we eat, right?
Yeah,
what,
the body
why
just,
do some of us have yeah, makes too much.
It's part of the metabolism, the breakdown from the red blood cells, and you just don't excrete it. Iron is used to make red blood cells, and it's turned over, and it just doesn't get turned over properly in the body, and you hold it back, and getting too much is just not real good.
Got it. All right, let's pause for a moment and talk about Calitrin. Lots of reviews from lots of people. By the way, you can get $30 off for the rest of the week. This is an offer that you have to get by going into toploss.com. You can't get it on the phone. You got to go in and use your email and connect with somebody there and say use the discount code Doug, you'll get free shipping, and you also get $30 off your order. So if you're interested in losing weight and keeping it off, and who isn't, who doesn't have enough common sense after you do all that work? Maybe it's exercising, it's diet, combination of both of those things, but you've decided, I want to lose the weight. And then you go back to your evil ways. We all do it. Ice cream, whatever. So keeping it off is an important thing to consider as you're choosing what to do with your body. And Calitrin is the best way, the best product to use. All natural, no stimulants, there's nothing in it, no drugs. It's compatible with anybody who's taking any kind of medication because it's all natural. Food! That's what it is. It's food. And so the best blend is there so that you can lose weight and your body, the non-toxic way of keeping it off. So check it all out. Go to toploss.com. That's one word. Well, when you lose the weight and keep it off, with Calitrin, you'll feel good again as well. Check it out at toploss.com. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. Your favorite is talking about marijuana, and there's a story about marijuana. Yet, if you didn't know this, I mean, this is kind of a duh, but go ahead, Ken. Explain what the latest is from the marijuana circle.
Well, it's not my favorite. I just report what's in the medical journals each week. This is really not a duh. This is some important information. This comes out of the medical journal Preventive Medicine this week because marijuana does have a reputation among a lot of people of being harmless, but frequent tokers are more likely to suffer from asthma is the news. Asthma is more common among U.S. adults who used weed within the past 30 days. Further, the odds of asthma are significantly greater among people who report using the drug 20 to 30 days per month. The more frequent the cannabis use, the higher the likelihood of asthma, even after adjusting for the potential effects of concurrent cigarette smoking.
Anybody who's got asthma and smokes pot, you got to be nuts.
This is causing asthma.
You got to be nuts.
Chicken and
all
egg.
Right, well,
This is before you have asthma.
It leads to it or helps you get it.
Correct.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, leading the charge for better information on the things that have been published at the behest of the industry, the medical industry, the medical business, so the doctors can stay up with all the research. And so Ken takes this information and translates it so you'll understand its impact for you. Here's something very interesting. We're talking on the Good Day program this weekend about how this new Elon Musk has some company that has developed a brain chip that's being installed in people's brains. And my concern about that is if you can hack a computer and you got a computer chip in your brain, who's going to, you can conceivably hack into your brain. So not the coolest idea, it doesn't seem to me. And speaking of brains, there's a study very interesting about musical instruments, how playing them is so good. Why?
Yes, this is some interesting, hopeful, helpful information. This comes out of the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week. We're all so concerned about losing our ability to remember, to think as we get older. And what we learned from this study, Doug, is that playing a musical instrument, especially the piano, but not only the piano, but especially the piano, it's linked to better brain health in older adults, including better memory and problem-solving capability. And continuing to play an instrument or even sing in a choir as people move into the later stages of life confers even greater benefits. So get out there, enjoy your music. Enjoy playing, enjoy singing, because it might keep your head working much longer than you expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good in the sound. Music is so, the cornball expression, universal language, but it is. And think about the music that you listen to and why you listen to the music you listen to. The soothing effects. I like listening to music that I'm familiar with. Let's say the 60s, the 70s, maybe the 50s. That's
my era. Well, most people listen... Most people listen to the music that they were exposed to in middle school. That's what the studies show.
Yeah, does it really? Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that was it. I mean, I was in middle school in the early 60s. No, it was late 50s. Yeah, and that's the music that I dig. Elvis and Johnny Cash and some of the greats from the Sun Studio. You know, think about it. You and I talk about this from time to time when we have a sitting down to a good meal or something. We talk about things like this. What do we like for music? Sometimes
somehow you can't explain, you know, how I like music that was out even before I was born. So
yeah, the 40s.
Like Sinatra.
Yeah, right. Well, but that's, you know, what do you play? Now I'm trying to think. What do you play for music in your in the clinic at Lake Cardiology? When people come in and sit in your waiting room, what are they listening to? I'm trying to remember. I don't remember listening to anything.
Right, they're reading.
Why don't you put music in there too?
We went through this decades ago because it's very hard to please people of varied interests, and so we just, after trying and some liking, some not, we just decided we'll put magazines out or let people listen or use their own devices.
Yeah,
it's hard to find one tune that everyone likes.
Yeah, but sometimes the instrumental versions of tunes that people like, everybody can kind of get into it a little bit. But I'm thinking about sitting in your office, and yeah, there are more magazines in your office than any other office you go. Most people now don't have even any magazines in their office.
Right. We overload it with magazines, interesting things to read about your health, educational things.
Right. Yep. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. And that's what we're doing here on Good Day Health, getting into the things that are important for you. We continue another half hour with Dr. Ken coming right up. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally launching strikes and at least 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to Iran-backed proxy forces using a drone a week ago to attack one of our bases, killing three U.S. soldiers and injuring dozens more. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, saying in a statement, "Unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response." In other news, the president is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The president plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday, where he will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys focusing on abortion rights. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Make it 34 after the hour on this weekend's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in this hour talking about the items that are in the... I sometimes find a few things that I want to bounce off of him as well. But he's done his homework. And the next item up for consideration, something from the American Journal of Obstetrics about ultrasounds and what they may be able to predict. Listen up if you're going to be a mom.
This is exciting. This comes out, as Doug said, the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. There are these ultrasound scans that are actually picking up microstructural changes in a woman's cervix, which actually could point to her having a higher risk for preterm births. The scans are done as early as 23 weeks of pregnancy and can help assess risks for premature delivery, having these preemies, even among first-time moms. So this is really exciting. The ability of ultrasound to look into the womb to see actually the organs of the structure sitting in the womb, the baby about to be born, is amazing. You go back about 25 years ago, we could barely do this, and now the ability to see a heart of a fetus is just amazing. You can see it's amazingly clear, and here's the ability of pushing this technology of ultrasound even further, of well predicting who might be a preterm birth and taking whatever precautions we can to maybe help that birth lasts longer, because we know that preterm births are usually dealing with developmental challenges most of their lives.
Right. Yeah. All right. So there's some food for thought. All right. This is serious stuff, too. Another study on Americans and what they're doing as their life sort of winds down. It's kind of a sad thing. We all like to think that we'd like to think we could live forever as long as we're healthy, but we don't. There's nothing on the planet that lasts, including the planet, sooner or later, that'll die as well. So what's that? There's a song about sooner or later all things die. I'm trying to encapsulate the lyric line. Not important to the story, but this is a focus on how you will spend the last 3 years of your life. So
well, this is actually more hopeful than I thought, Doug. You know, this actually, I took away with this report this week in BMC Geriatrics, actually more hopeful and not so pessimistic about this, because surprising to me, the results of this big study is that 6 in every 10 of us actually spend the last 3 years of their lives at home, cared mm-hmm. for by family and friends when they need mm-hmm. help with daily tasks. I guess as physicians, we're so accustomed to seeing people in a setting that they need more sophisticated care than home, you begin to wonder. But this study shows that most are able to make it at home. Most of these
is that with the help of groups like hospice, you think?
Well, yes, yes. And most of these people do not require professional care, or if they do, it's only within the last year of life. And there are these professional groups that do nursing at home. And these mm-hmm. nurses are amazing, and they can help people stay home and get the care they need. And it's even just a small fraction of those who stay home that need this specialized home care. So this is actually more optimistic, because I think that most people, if possible, would like to spend their final time at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't want to go. My father, after he had his final stroke, before he'd had it, I promised him that he would not be in a home, and then when he had the final stroke, I realized I couldn't have him in my house, because the only place he could have been was a room across from my studio. And what happens when you have a stroke, oftentimes you have no control over what you say or you do, and there are all kinds of yelling and screaming and stuff. And so my stepmother said that she wouldn't have him at home, because she didn't want to, she took great care of him most of his life, and for that I was always thankful. But the idea of having him at home, I said to him, we'll take care of you at home. You won't be in a home, and that isn't what happened.
It's hard to make that
conscious.
Promise because
yeah, it is.
Hard,
yeah.
And people should not feel guilty about this, because never taken care of anyone at home, it's easy to make that promise. But anyone who's ever tried to take care of a parent or a loved one at home, it's much more difficult than they ever expect. And I had this conversation with many children of ill parents when they're so guilty about having made that promise. And you shouldn't feel guilty about it, because it's not easy to take care of anyone at home. Anyone who says it is has never tried.
Well, I think I took care of my mother pretty much the last year of her life, because there was nobody around. That was in the early 70s. I remember when I was taking care of Tony, my wife, the last year or so of her life, I was around her a lot and took care of things that were, I don't know, when I look back on it, whether it was not difficult. It was difficult emotionally. It wasn't difficult physically. It wasn't, you know, a big challenge. It was just watching her, watching whether my mother or my wife or, you know, anybody that you care about, watching them die, and no picnic. And so that's why I think a lot of people of conscience, they just can't handle it. But then there are selfish people who just don't want to. And there's that. And
all of
so,
the above.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, continuing on here in a few moments on Good Day Health. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales, because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year! Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, making sure that you know the origin. Every week there are new stations, new folks listening. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, practices at a clinic called Lake Cardiology down in Central Florida. He has people come from all over the country, all over the world to see him. He's been awarded a lot of different things by the American Heart Association. He's what we call a preventative heart person. So you want to prevent yourself from having trouble. The problem with medicine today is it deals with stuff after the fact. And that's why I don't like a lot of conventional medicine, because it isn't there to really help you. It's there. I mean, there's help, but it just is it would be so much better if doctors were encouraged to give people physicals and to work with preventing problems rather than waiting until there are a number of problems in your body and then you got to run around. Especially, I've noticed this year, it really is different. In the wintertime, I often work on my health to make sure that I'm in the shape I want to be in to work on the farm. So I spend a lot of time in the winter months going to my doctors. I was out to see Jack Stockwell in Salt Lake City last week to have his brand of medicine practiced on me. I'm going to see Ken in the next month down in Florida to do the usual routine that we go through there. Gives me great confidence to know what's going on in my body. And I want to have Ken and his expertise, and that's why I suggest to you frequently that you take advantage of his expertise, whether it be through telemedicine or whether it's seeing him directly at Lake Cardiology. Please do yourself a favor, write this number down, and call it when you want to have a connection. You listen to Ken, you know what he's all about, 352-735-1400. You know that he knows what he's talking about. All right, so we have the CDC here, Ken, warning healthcare workers to be on the lookout for measles. Now, this seems kind of weird that measles are coming back. And don't we always get shots? Pretty much that's a routine that you have to get, right? Measles and mumps, or am I dating myself with that? I remember getting shots for measles when I was a kid. So don't we still require that? And that's, I mean, some of the vaccines really are necessary, and this was one of them, as I recall.
We do, but people are not as diligent about these as they have been. And I believe there were 23 confirmed cases of measles from December to the end of January. And this notification was sent to all of us doctors warning us of this, especially it's occurring in Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the Washington, D.C. area. So, mom and dad, get the kids vaccinated. Measles is one of the most, if not the most, contagious virus around. Someone has measles and you're anywhere near them, I guarantee if you haven't had it or vaccinated, you're going to get it.
So is that kind of vaccine, you know, we go back and forth on COVID vaccines and stuff as the whether they really work and whether there's a way of mitigating it if your body doesn't like it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some of these things like polio. There are those who maintain the polio vaccines didn't come out until after the polio epidemic was way down, but there still needs to be some protection against it. Measles, the same. Are there others that we get? I don't remember back to what our first shots contain.
Oh, we're going to go over vaccination schedules. Oh, there's tons of things, you know, starting from the beginning of life that you need to, and adults need to remember to get their tetanus shot every 10 years. Talk to your doctor about getting a vaccine against pneumonia, and also chickenpox virus later in life can reinfect, and you need to get a vaccine against that.
Isn't that what shingles are all about?
Exactly.
Same stuff, isn't it? Epstein-Barr, that kind of stuff.
Not Epstein-Barr, but the reactivation of those of us who had that virus when we were younger comes out as shingles.
All right. There's a lawsuit this week against the makers of Ozempic. Now, you and I have talked about Ozempic before. You like it as a weight loss drug, but apparently it is causing a lot more harm, depending on how you look at this or what you read. A lot of people, women especially, are developing permanent diarrhea. It's affecting their gums and their teeth. So I wonder, you and I have dealt with this sort of here and there, because I think, I don't want to say what I don't, that isn't true, but it seems to me you like Ozempic for weight loss. Is that, do I remember that correctly?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there are just, where do we begin? There's a lot of personal injury attorneys, you know, in Central Florida. You watch cable TV, that's all you see.
All right. We'll continue on this show with questions for Dr. Ken coming up next. This is Good Day Health.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour, time now on the Good Day. Well, it's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down Mount Dora, Florida. Remember, you can reach out to him anytime at 352-735-1400. You can reach out to us with your questions for Dr. Ken by dialing 855-999-3684. Is that a number that's easy? Do I do that too fast? Ken, do I need to? It's 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, day or night. Help yourself. Here's a question that has been asked, and it's very pertinent. Why are there so many people sick right now? Respiratory virus season. You and I talked about this, I think, off the air as to what's going on, how I feel kind of weird because I've gotten this really virulent flu a couple of times in the last couple of months. I don't like it. And I'm trying to do something about it because it's not me having the cough and stuff that seems to come around. And this is not COVID stuff either, right?
Well, it's all part of it. In the winter, these respiratory viruses are more potent. They spread more effectively. They last longer. And this year, we're getting a triple whammy like we've never had before. We have a very potent flu virus. We have COVID, a new variant. And we also have now RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which usually affects the young, the newborns, the infants, and now it's affecting adults. So there's a triple whammy of viruses that are usually present this time of year, but they're present this year in much more intense forms. So it's just all of this coming together at the wrong time, and that's why it's been a rough season. The good news is it looks like, and this goes week to week, hopefully I can continue to say this, but it looks like the peak of this has come and it's coming down. So let's just hope that it continues to come down and just be careful in crowds.
What are some of the symptoms of RSV? I think that's been, people hear it and they don't really know what the difference is between that and a virulent flu and COVID, because they're all kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Right. They all run together. They all have common symptoms. So even physicians can't tell this, and there are tests that need to be run. Flu has one. Obviously, COVID has one, but RSV asked me, what are the symptoms? Runny nose, sore throat, cough, headache. What does that sound like? Everything.
Something of the flu.
Something specific. Exactly.
Yeah.
But those are the symptoms of RSV. So as a physician, it's so hard to tell. And the most common variant right now that we see in COVID-19 also has more of an upper respiratory, not the one that we saw originally back in 2020 that affected mostly the lungs. Now it's more sinus. So it's very confusing right now trying to diagnose this as physicians. Just think about being a patient, how rough this is.
Yeah.
And even I'm seeing some people who have strep throats that go to the doctors with these symptoms. I heard a couple just last week going to the doctor with these symptoms, and actually the doctor's diagnosing strep throats. You have to throw that in there also in the mix right now. So there's really four possibilities of issues, and it's not easy being a doctor or a patient right now.
The reason I brought it up is because looking at hospital admissions, these stats for the last month or so, all these things we're talking about, the flu, RSV, COVID, are ticking up or did during December, as you're suggesting. In January, they've gone down. And how many people are ending up in the hospital is a question. One of the things yesterday when I was giving blood, we're talking about Mass General and how the publicity for Mass General says we can't take any more people. The beds are all full. The reality is they don't have enough people to take care of the people that are in the beds. It isn't that the hospital's full. It's that they don't have enough people, nurses and staff, to take care of the people there. And that looks to me like a universal problem. Right? Am I right on that?
It's absolutely a problem. So, be kind to your healthcare worker is a good idea, and any support that we can get would be much appreciated. And it is very hard right now. That's a big problem.
I think that we keep our eye on it, and there are always going to be questions. And I think maybe because so many people are sick, it'll be a good thing for us, maybe in this section, the Good Day, the questions on Good Day Health for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken, to deal with not only the sickness, but how to keep yourself, if you're not sick, how to keep yourself that way. So that comes up perhaps next week in our questions for Dr. Ken. Ken and Doug here at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.